I'd want to be a ballerina. I'd like to perform on stage in toe shoes and... or... not always toe shoes, but... at least sometimes.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
I'm Callie. I'm 9 and I take ballet.
How long have you been taking ballet for?
6 years. I want to be a ballerina. I'd like to perform on stage in toe shoes and... or... not always toe shoes, but... at least sometimes. I do Irish.
And how does that compare with the ballet?
There is things that you do in ballet and you do in Irish. Pointed toes. Like, in Irish, you don't go flat foot. It's always done demi-point. And your back has to be really straight. You'd have to be really strong. I've practiced a bit sometimes, but not always. I saw Romeo and Juliet a little while ago. It was the National Ballet did it. And it's a very sad story, but it was very, very well performed, I think. Mm-hmm. And a little more recently, I saw Apollo. It's actually 3 different smaller ballets. It was again by the National Ballet. And it was Apollo, Intermezzo, I think, and Voluntaries. And I liked the first one. It was really cool because there was this one person, and the person just danced for so long without stopping. It was really cool. And then the second one, it was actually like 6 people in it, and they sort of danced separate, or sometimes like one would dance with this other and they'd do something and the other two would do the same thing. But I found it really neat. And then the last one, I found it was really neat because it was just, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Okay, well, Riverdance, what was it? What's it about?
It's Irish, and I saw it really recently. It's sort of, what I saw was sort of like when they were in Ireland and then when they came to America, and slowly it sort of changed into more modern. And when I saw it, I was like, I'd like to be like that someday.
Yeah.
But still, I'd like to be a ballerina. Mm-hmm. It's something that I like the same amount. It's not like I like this one more and I don't like this one that much. It's just, that's what I really want to do.
Thank you, Kevin.
You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
My name is Vítek Vincsa. I'm the artistic director of Hamilton Conservatory for the Arts, and I'm as well a director of Kenyan Ballet Youth Ensemble. A former dancer, yes, and choreographer. When I started, I wasn't sure if I want to do ballet. I was really a soccer fan, and that was my first love. But my mother, neighbor, a friend, read the article in the newspaper that there's auditions for boys to audition for the ballet with the beautiful pictures. So she kind of convinced her, because her son, we were friends, so it would be better if we two of us go in case we get in. And actually, we did get in together. There was 400 boys, and they chose 48. I started age 9. Everything turned into the later on, after 3-4 years, into passion, and the exercises begin to move. There's pirouettes, jumps, and those all very athletic movements began to be a big attraction for me. Just before graduation, I think that's when I knew that's what I want to do. And
so around what age was that?
That was 17, 16. I knew, I actually it was earlier a little bit, I knew that's what I want to do. But really seriously, I knew that I will graduate and I will end up being a professional artist. I will get the diploma. And then I knew I want to be doing that for sure, for seriously. And in the times when I was taking classes, the approach for the teaching was slightly different. And, you know, the ballet is taken seriously in a professional school, especially in the Eastern Bloc. So they were really tough, but they were hard. But, you know, now over the period of the years, and now I'm teaching now, so I relate much better and understand. I think they were tough, but they were disciplined with the heart and disciplined without heart. So I think they had a discipline with the heart. You could sense the love, you could sense that they care for you. They want you to just be better, they want you to challenge more and go beyond you. So they were really, I would say, so they push you very hard. But I appreciate that, and thanks to them, you know, I'm who I am today. I believe the structure creates the freedom. Many times, especially in the children's and education, we tend to say, well, let's give them freedom, and freedom will create the structure. I don't believe personally on that. I believe in a structure that all our programs are designed, they're fun. In a conservatory, we have 90 programs here for the children, but I'm really stressing on a structure. Even the summer classes, there is lots of fun, but the fun is within the structure, not the fun without structure. And sometimes people may say, oh, just give the kids, we will give the kids something to paint and let them express what they feel. It's like giving someone a car and say drive, not having driver license. And it's the same thing. I believe it is slowly structured based on the maturity of the person, the age, maturity, a spiritual and emotional levels. If you combine them, and intellectuals, obviously, if you combine them and you develop the program which is applied to those and they feel the comfort, I think then you have good teaching, because the kids get eager, they're a little bit challenged, they're not over-challenged, and then is the learning process, and learning can become a fun, and I'm a really strong believer in that. In Europe or in Poland, where I was born, to me, I remember my recollections, everybody else around were saying, whoa, so you must be master of the movement, you must be the great athlete, and because in order to do those steps, you have to have strength and power, and you have to be so quick, and you know, to be a master in doing those things. So it was more admiration that lucky you that you have that talent. So then you feel more proud of it than having other approach of ballet, boys and ballet and tights and other, which is so cliche and so unfair in a way.
are listening to Radio Free School.
I was a dancer who loved to dance and was appreciated by the audiences and the people I work with. But I dance basically all repertoire. Every dancer in classical ballet is dancing classical repertoire and plus the new works, modern. And so I could dance modern, I could dance jazz. So it was the way of the dance more than speciality. You have to every day practice and perfect your maintenance of line, classical line. So your movements, it doesn't get a little bit fuzzy and doesn't have pure classical line. So in order to do that, you have to practice every day. You can't miss one class a week. So, you know, you start around 10 o'clock ballet class till 11:30. Then you have a little break, and then you go for 2-3 hours rehearsals. It depends how many shows you are in. Then you have a little time to eat the dinner, and you come back to the theater 6 o'clock, and you prepare yourself for the performance. And 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock, you leave the theater. I don't think ever anybody will survive in dance business if they do just for money purpose, or they treat that as a job. It's a love, it's a hobby, it's everything together, but not money. The money some of them make, some of them, you know, if they're in a good company, or the company does extras, like performances, touring, movies, and others, so they make extra money on that. The principal dancers obviously make good money. But how many principal dancers are there? But you really have to love it, because there will be lots of struggle, competition, and you will fight it with yourself every day and try and make it better and better and better, improve yourself. That's the life of the dancer. And it's lonely kind of journey. You have to be determined. You have to really want it so badly. Otherwise, I don't think you will survive. So it's very important to understand that the things which look so great and like a movie stars and everything, everybody wants to be, but there's big price to pay for it.
Radio Free School, a show by, for, and about home learners.
Mark Hesa, I know tendu means stretch, plié means to bend, relevé means to rise.
Ballet?
We have these scarves. And we run around, we're just at the park, and then looking for something to do, and then blowing by a gust of wind, and you're not happy anymore.
What kind of scarves are they? What color are they?
Two ones are rainbow. And one is orange with sunflowers on it. And another is blue. And I always wanted the rainbow one. And I didn't even get my chance. I want to go back to the lane now.
Well, Swan Lake is about Prince West get married and he meets this girl who's mostly swan, sometimes human. She's really called Odette, but she's changed into swan by an evil magician. And that's the basic part of the story. The evil magician doesn't want her to marry. If she marries, then she'll never be a swan again. And so he brings his own daughter. And makes her look exactly like Odette. And he promises to marry her, and then he swears to marry her, and then she changes back into her true form, and that is really scary. They jump into Swan Lake, well, Odette and him, because he finds out, and they jump into Swan Lake, and they die together and be together forever. Everyone gets the same to them. Yes, it is a tragedy.
So you've seen the dance as well, right?
Yes. And it's not... It was a movie, though.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think of it?
Pretty cool. But it seems like a comedy. It doesn't seem like a tragedy when you watch the movie because there's no words.
Thank you.
review.
Book review.
Book review. Book review.
Instead of education, ways to help people do things better. A book by John Holt. Instead of education, in John Holt's own words, is a book in favor of doing. Self-directed, purposeful, meaningful life and work, and against education, learning cut off from active life and done under pressure of bribe or threat, greed, and fear. This is a book about how people are using and creating opportunities in their communities to learn outside schools and other institutions. It is a book about how we might make the societies we have slightly more useful and livable for doers, about the resources that might help some people lead more active and interesting lives, and perhaps to make some of the beginnings or very small models of such a society. Most of all, instead of education, develops the idea that doing is learning. By doing, John Holt does not make a distinction between the intellectual and physical, for only in words can mind and body be separated. So doing includes talking, listening, writing, reading, thinking, and dreaming. Children need to be surrounded by adults, or just people doing. This is the most natural and time-honored way to learn what you want to learn. The doer is at the center of his own actions. His or her actions belong to him or her and are a part of him or her. Holt reminds us that we are very unlikely to learn anything good from experiences which do not seem to us closely connected with what is interesting and important in the rest of our lives.
The more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. 'Cause your friends are my friends, and my friends are your friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be. Oh, the more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. There's Chris and Tanya and Jason and Justin. The more we get together, the happier we'll be. Okay, are you ready to sing now? The more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. 'Cause your friends are my friends and my friends are your friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be.
I'm a-gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm a-gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm a-gonna mail myself to you. I'm a-gonna tie me up in a little red string. I'm a-gonna tie blue ribbon too. Climb up into my mailbox. I'm a-gonna mail myself to you. And then my postman comes and takes me out of the mailbox and takes me downtown to the post office. And they put me on a big train in a big sack. And then it gets to your city, and they take the sack, and they throw it off the train, and they take me up to your post office, and your postman comes and takes me down the street to your house. When you find me in your mailbox, cut the string and let me out. Wash the glue off of my fingers, stick some bubble gum in my mouth. Take me out of my wrapping paper, wash the stamps off of my head. Pour me full of some ice cream sodas, tuck me into a nice warm bed. I'm a-gonna wrap myself in paper, I'm a-gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head, I'm a-gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.